Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And I just want to clarify something here. I owe Mary a pizza from the Dipper Cafe in New Bedford. Not everybody who thought that Trump was going to win. Come on. First of all, I'd go bankrupt with all of you out there in the audience. But that was a bet that I made with Mary. So everybody trying to claim your free pizza, it's not happening. And you know what? Because I know that if, even though she didn't say it, I know that if Kamala Harris had won, Mary would have bought me a pizza. I just wanted her to try the Dipper Cafe pizza. But I'm looking at the results of what happened, and I'm just going to say it. I think the whole thing was rigged. It was rigged. It was rigged. I have just as much evidence as Donald Trump had in 2020 when he said it, so. Rigged. The whole thing rigged. And I'm just going to keep saying that for the next 4 years. I'm teasing. I'm being facetious. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Hey, why don't you open up your own pizzeria? You know, Tim's hand-tossed brick oven pizza.
Listen, they say alcoholics shouldn't own a bar. I don't think I should own a pizza place.
Maybe open a pizzeria, you know.
Put myself out of business.
Maybe that's going to be your next business.
Who knows? Maybe someday.
You know, these polls, fake news, all numbers are everywhere. I never was into polls anyway. It depends on, you know, the demographic and the quality of the poll, the quantity of the polling. So that didn't sway my vote either way, but that's what some of the media wanted to happen. You know, what I, from observing this election, I see that Americans want more jobs, lower taxes, lower energy prices, lower inflation, and peace at home and abroad. That's what I got out of this election. Most Americans don't care about identity politics, and that was the albatross around the Democratic Party.
Well, that's lacking. I would say that's what they want, but what happens if that's not what they get? If that's their expectation, what if that doesn't get delivered?
The other thing is, you didn't mention if Gregory DeMello won or not.
No, I did talk about that race. So in that race right now, and it's not called yet, but John Mitchell is ahead far and away, and Julie John Ruggiero. I'm sorry?
So it's John Mitchell.
Well, there's two.
Not to be mistaken with the mayor.
Right, two people. So John Mitchell is number one, and Julie Ruggiero is number two. So it'll be two people that get seats.
So, all right, Tim. Thank you very much. And, you know, think about that. At least open up your pizza place.
I think I'd put myself out of business way too soon, eating all my profits.
Too many free pizzas, right, Tim?
Exactly. All right. You have a good day. And that's, yeah, as I was saying, you know, they say alcoholics shouldn't own a bar. I shouldn't own a pizza place. Not that I can eat a lot of pizza anymore anyway. Like, literally the idea of eating more than, like, two slices of a South Shore bar pizza, like, makes me ill thinking about it. Like, that's just too much, too heavy for me. But we've got a lot of pizza stuff for you to read at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, because Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports has been making his way across the South Coast. And Gazelle over at Fun 107 has been keeping an eye on all of those reviews and sharing them with you. And I was a little bit shocked. We don't have this article yet because Dave Portnoy just posted the review last night. But Trading Post Lounge in Bourne, he gave them a higher score than he gave the Dipper, higher than he gave, I think, higher than Charlie's Place. And no, don't get me wrong. Trading Post is great. I enjoyed the pizza there very much. I had the heavy hitter. And I highly recommend it. But to me, it was too doughy for South Shore Bar Pizza. And I've been seeing people arguing all week long about how Trading Post is the best. And I'm like, well, you think it's the best because you don't like the actual style of South Shore Bar Pizza. Like, you want a doughier crust. And the whole point of bar pizza, South Shore Bar Pizza, is that it's a thinner cracker crust. But anyway, you know, everybody has their own. And again, it's one person's opinion, but it gives us something to fight about that's not politics. So if it's one thing we can do, we can disagree on pizza and still remain friends. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Sad morning. You know, what was it that he, what did he have, did she have in Massachusetts? 60% of the vote?
For Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Let me see if I can get that. I got to go back to this page, the main page. Give me a second here. It was 61.9% for Harris and 35.9% for Trump.
Yeah. See, that's, you know, that's the thing. These people are, you know, they're crowing and stuff, but he's the kind of a guy, this bombastic person that he is, that he's probably sitting down looking at what states did what for him. And he's going to see that Massachusetts, you know, doesn't really like him. So we're not really going to get, people don't realize that that's the way he thinks. We're going to get like the crap end of the stick, you know what I mean, when it comes to, you know, extra stuff or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's, you know, he's got Tom Hodgson as his guy on the ground here who's done a lot for him. But I mean, I also kind of think, and listen, this is no slight against Tom, but just as an outside observer, he obviously knows Donald Trump better than I do. But as an outside observer, I look at that relationship as kind of like, you know, he's just using Tom for what he can get out of him. Like, he does with everybody. Like, that's not a Tom Hodgson thing. That's just what he does for everybody. And so as long as you're giving him something, he'll do things for you. But the minute you don't do things for him, he's not going to do things for you.
Right. So when he looks at Massachusetts and he says, well, they don't want me. You know what I mean? They didn't want me in here. Why should I do anything for them? And that's the way he thinks. But these people that, you know, call, oh, this is it. You know, it's not going to be that way. It's not going to be that way. It might be for a state that, you know, Texas and stuff like that. Oh yeah, he's the greatest. But this was a very, very sad day.
Well, you know what? Just galvanize it for 4 years from now to have an undeniable candidate going forward. I think that's what the Democrats need. They need to stop worrying about like what little things can we do to battle against who the Republicans are trotting out, which has been Donald Trump for now for a decade. But what they need to do is they need to find their own kind of cult of personality. They need somebody like a Barack Obama that energizes people.
Oh, and he would have, if it was him, if he could have ran again, he would have wiped the floor with him. There would have been no problem.
And let's not forget, there's two ways of looking at this. If Joe Biden had stayed in the race and this was Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, this would have been, you know, a disaster. This would have been horrendous for the Democrats. Oh, it wouldn't have been nowhere near as close to this. But If the election had happened in August, Kamala Harris would have blown Donald Trump out of the water. So you have to look at those two extremes and say, we need to see what's wrong with this scenario, and we need to find what was right with that scenario and find somebody that can kind of combine all those elements. And it's hard because it's a, you know, it's a generational type of person.
Right. And the thing is if something happens with Trump, then you get this other clown that's stepping in that, oh my God.
Oh, I can't wait for when J.D. Vance runs in 4 years and I can play back the clips of all the callers who were saying, you know, Kamala Harris doesn't have any experience. How can you vote for her? So I can play that when they say they're going to vote for J.D. Vance.
Right. Jesus. All right. Well, you have a good day.
You as well. Take care. And I have two ways I can go with this. I can just accept it and move on, or I can, you know, turn into the guy that's going to call out everything about Donald Trump every single day. Still trying to decide which guy I'm going to be. I know one of them will make you guys call in more. 508-996-0500. But that's what has to happen now, is there has to be a breakdown and an analysis on both sides. You need the Republicans to say, okay, we know that this is the last time Donald Trump can run, so we've got to figure out what we can do going forward to keep this momentum. Because let's face it, tradition upholds that in 2 years, if they take the Senate, looks like they are, if they have the House, in 2 years, that's going to go the other way. And that's not me saying, you know, anything against Donald Trump and what's going to happen. That's just the way that it's gone. Midterms have gone the opposite way. So you've got to start looking at strategies of saying, what is it that appealed to people, and how do we move that going forward? And I think what appealed to people more than anything, and they're going to tell you, oh, I cared about his policies, but it's not that. Because there's lots of other people that would have those same policies that they would kind of hold their nose and vote for them, or, you know, might even be tempted not to vote for them, even though they align with their policies. It was the personality. It was the personality that did it. And so you might not be able to find somebody that has that kind of personality. They tried with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis gave it a go. Didn't work. And then on the other side, the Democrats have to say, well, how do we get somebody that galvanizes people like that? Somebody that is undeniable to our voters and can bring people over from the other side. 508-996-0500. Let's go into the calls here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I don't agree with other gentlemen, because the Democrats had all the money in the world and they didn't fund the Sagamore Bridge and the Bourne Bridge to fix them. They had the money for it, and they denied Massachusetts that money back in 22 years ago.
But I know now, so there is some money that's been put aside going forward, but they're saying it's not enough.
Right. And they had it, and you know, so it's not, trust me, the Democrats didn't do nothing for this. The only thing they did, the federal government is probably, and it was our taxpayers' money. It was for the migrants, money for them, which was not really from the government. It was not really, it's taxpayers. So I don't believe that, and I think Sheriff Hobson is loyal. Trump keeps his loyalty with his lawyer. He did not use them. There's no way. No way. That's wrong, Tim.
You can think that, but I'm just looking at the way he's used everybody, and I don't know that this is going to be any different.
Well, they're not loyal. You know, they churn on. I mean, I think. How did Bristol County do? I know, it's obviously a blue state, but how did Bristol County do? I'm curious. On Trump, you know, our Bristol County on the votes, how do they do?
So I can pull that in a little bit. I know that that it's out there. I just don't have it up on my screen, but I'll get that info for you.
The other thing too, I'm trying to look is the race, which one, eight Bristol? Is it between Christopher Thrasher and Ouellette? Is it still, that hasn't been called yet, right?
Yeah, it hasn't been called yet. As of the latest update of this, it was, you know, just a small amount of votes between the two. Hold on, I'll tell you what it was. It was... Oh, I got to pull that screen back up. I got so many tabs open on the computer that I'm trying to go from one to the other. So that would be... Right now, 32.5% for Ouellette and 32.4% for Thrasher. So we're talking a difference of 11 and 22, 33 votes.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's a good... I mean, Christopher Thrasher, I think he was a write-in to...
In the primary,
on
yeah.
On a primary. I'm like, what the heck? I would have thought St. Gelais would have been up there. But, you know, I'm curious to see what Bristol County did for Trump. I mean, he votes. I'll have to check that out later.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. And we do have full phone lines, but 508-996-0500. Let's go to the next call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. It's Gilly.
What's up?
You know... People are going to be calling in now and say that, like the gentleman before this gentleman, about that's happening all over. They're being used. People being used. The people in New Bedford are talking about people being used. Tom Hodgson went overboard for Trump. And I don't think that Trump is going to do anything to Tom Hodgson but help the city. We're lucky to have Tom in the city. At least, you know, Trump is going to do something because what Tom did for him. Okay, so I don't understand how people can say he used people. But everybody in New Bedford uses people, especially the politicians. That's the part that gets me. They all try to find another way out of the system.
All right.
You know, no. How can people call in now and say he uses people? You don't think New Bedford uses people, the courts and everything?
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you there because I got some other callers to get to on the first time.
People calling in and you know, I just get at people how they talk out of both ends of their bodies. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Let's take another one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, that's me. Okay, good morning. Tim, I just wanted... have actually one sentence only. We've got to stop. Let's not start already. We have so much negativism in this world and so much hate and people afraid to say who they voted for. We've gone through all of that. Let's not start already negativism about what could happen, what should happen. Let's wait and see what will happen. And let's start trying to be a little bit peaceful. That's all what I'm asking.
A little
prayer for everybody would help.
Too. I get your point. But after 4 years of not getting that from one side, the other side's got to be ready to get it back in their face now.
Well, if that makes people happy, then I'm sorry for them because that they live in misery. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. Have a good day. I mean, I think you're going to get, and I'm not saying that caller is one of those people, but you're going to get all these people now that were, you know, Trump supporters are going to call in all magnanimous and say, you know, I think it's time for us just to move along and to start, you know, talking to each other again. Yeah, you can say that because your person won. But for 4 years, you were also calling up and trashing Joe Biden, trashing Kamala Harris, saying horrible things about Kamala Harris in her past that weren't true. And you know what? If you listen, if you got it for 4 years, if you got the right to say it, then people that want to, you know, bash Donald Trump have the right to do that for 4 years. And get ready, because this is going to be a place where they're going to be able to do that for 4 years. Because you can't say it's okay. You can't say, oh, you're going to respect the office of the president, which I'm going to get. I'm going to get phone call. When I talk about how he's mentally incapacitated, guy can't even open a truck door. And when I point that out, people are going to say, oh, he's the president. You have to respect the president like you did for 4 years. So just keep that in mind. Would I rather it didn't go that way? Absolutely. Am I tired of all of it? 100%. But turnabout's also fair play. Caller, hang on. I'm going to get to you in just a moment. I'm going to take this quick break. But to answer that caller's question about the way things have gone. Bristol County, 49.3% for Kamala Harris, 49.0% for Donald Trump. So this is with 73.4% of the vote tallied. You're basically looking at a difference of literally 80 votes between the two. Kamala Harris has 80 more votes in Bristol County than Donald Trump, with 26.5% of the vote still out there. All right, let me take this break, and then we'll go to that call. We'll be right back. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I have been waiting for this for a long time, Tim. I'm hearing so many people calling in and saying, and they're going to start saying, this is the most secure election in the history of the United States. There was absolutely no fraud. This election was just as close as 2020, if not closer. If Donald Trump actually sweeps the remaining states, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, he only beats Biden's electoral college votes from 2020 by six. By six, Tim. This is not 1984 Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
This was just as close, and all of a sudden, all these, and I supported Trump, and I'm glad he won. But come on, like, these people, I make a distinction between the two, between Trump supporters and MAGA. And I say that because MAGA just makes excuses for this guy and can't point out his faults. And they consistently always just, they're like petulant children who lose at Monopoly and flip over the board. That's what they do. And when they're winning, it's all fair. Everything's fair. They're, you know, Dominion voting machines are all of a sudden all good. All of a sudden, they're all good. Nobody's cheating. Nobody's cheating anymore. It's ridiculous, Tim. And I'm absolutely ecstatic that Trump won, because I thought Harris was going to be a deplorable, president. I think her policies were very bad for the country. It's incredible. So in regards to the local elections, Dartmouth went Harris by 31 votes.
And it was Trump for a majority of the night.
That's incredible. And if you go back into 2020 and 2016, Clinton and Biden won handily by 10-15%, something like that. And Fall River went with Trump, and it's pretty telling on how people thought about Harris. I think a lot of people thought Harris was just placed in there, and I also think that a lot of it had to do with maybe the economy and the migrants, but I think more to do with the economy and foreign policy. But
I mean, I was watching the exit polling, and you know, the comments that we're getting from people on the exit polling, it was almost universally, it was the economy.
Yeah.
And they overshot how much they thought abortion was an issue.
Oh, yeah. Abortion wasn't an issue as much as the economy. And immigration, actually, nationally at least, immigration was barely there. Immigration was at 11% on an exit poll. And that was premium point of Trump's entire campaign, but people kind of overlooked that and said, no, he's going to be better for the economy. So,
And by the way, I just want to point out, I don't think that it's not that abortion is an issue for people. I don't think that it was an issue in who they were deciding for president. I think, it'll matter more to them and, who they elect to Congress and what, what they might vote on in their own particular states as ballot questions. I don't think that they were giving the president because they're looking at the Supreme Court right now and the way that it's comprised and saying it's going to be a long time before we can do anything about that.
Right, exactly. Down here in Florida, they actually had a question on the ballot about the right to abortion. And they have a law down here that I think it's tougher to overcome. You have to get 60% of the vote in order to pass a ballot question down here. And the right to an abortion lost, but it still got 54 or 58% approval. Meaning the pro-life or anti-choice, however you want to phrase it, only came out for 40 some odd percent.
But it wasn't enough to
Yeah, it wasn't enough to overcome. And then the legalization of marijuana also, the majority of people wanted it, like 58%, but it didn't meet the threshold of 60%. So the majority of people down here in Florida are pro-choice and pro-legalization of marijuana, but it wasn't enough to change the laws and then, or whatever, maybe the Constitution. I don't know exactly how it works down here. But, yeah, the main reason why I called, man, it's just, this is why I could never claim myself to be MAGA, and I'll always fight back against MAGA versus just a regular Trump. The guy in the afternoon is just going to be like, oh, my God, he's going to be insufferable. He is going to be absolutely – he's going to say how this was the most secure election in the history of the United States. He's going to be insufferable. I'm not even going to listen for, like, the next 4 years with him. It's going to be horrendous.
I think you'll probably – that moratorium will probably not last as long as you think that it will.
I'm not going to admit it. I might have to just I'll delete the app after noontime. I'll delete the app, and I'll redo the app every night so I can have you and Chris in the morning.
Just to avoid the urge to click it on.
Yeah, absolutely, because he's insufferable. Well, he's insufferable as a generality, but he's going to be even worse.
All right. You have a good day, and I look forward to many more discussions with you as being a sane voter who can actually call out the BS where you see it. Have a good day. And let's go into the news now and get a quick update from Phil Devitt. A little bit late, but better late than never. And on the other side of that, more with you, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. And then at 8 o'clock, joining us briefly after the 8 o'clock news, AEW star Deonna Purrazzo is going to join us to talk about AEW Collision happening tomorrow night at the AMP in Providence. And so we'll have good conversation with Deonna coming up. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt.
Trump declares victory, setting the stage for a second term in the White House. Rafael gains strength in the Caribbean. And why President Biden has reason to celebrate today.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Donald Trump is the projected winner of the 2024 presidential election. While speaking to his supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida, about 2:30 this morning, Trump talked about the road ahead.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Trump promised to help the country heal. He said he'll fight for the people and vowed to deliver a prosperous America. A special shout out to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Trump's remarks. He may join Trump's administration.
He's going to help make America healthy again.
Earlier in the night, RFK Jr. posted a congratulatory note to Trump on X, cheering what he called a, quote, historic victory. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, expected to deliver remarks today. Senate races in the nation's midsection helped tip the balance of power to Republicans. Sue Danielson has more.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz is headed back to Washington, he says, with a mandate to secure the southern border.
Not with empty promises, but with concrete and steel and law and order and with the unshakable resolve from knowing we are protecting those we love.
You may find common ground on immigration with Bernie Moreno, who defeated incumbent Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Moreno's family immigrated to this country when he was a child. And as a U.S. senator, he says he'll push for legal immigration. I'm Sue Danielson.
Delaware State Senator Sarah McBride made history on Tuesday. Tammy Trujillo with those details.
She became the first openly transgender person voted into Congress. The Democrat took Delaware's lone congressional seat by a wide margin over Republican John Whalen III. McBride received support for her skill at breaking through party lines to get legislation passed, something she says she hopes to do in Washington. Her priorities include expanding affordable health care, protecting reproductive rights, and increasing the minimum wage. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Forecasters say Rafael has strengthened into a hurricane as it swirls across the Caribbean. Mark Mayfield has the update.
Rafael is now the 11th hurricane of the 2024 season. The storm is expected to keep growing before it makes landfall in Cuba on Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center says the lower and middle Florida Keys could experience tropical storm conditions beginning late Wednesday or Wednesday night. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Obesity doctors are reporting high demand for weight loss drugs, but say supply and insurance hurdles persist. The list price for a month of Eli Lilly's Zepbound and Novo Nordisk's Wegovy is more than $1,000, and many insurance companies won't cover it. Because of that, the two pharmaceutical companies are offering coupons that cut the cost of those drugs by about half. Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus is dead at the age of 95. The company made the announcement on Tuesday. Marcus and Arthur Blank founded Home Depot in 1978, which helped grow his net worth to around $7.4 billion. And President Biden's granddaughter is pregnant. Naomi Biden revealed the news on Election Day, posting a photo of herself in the mirror with an I voted sticker on her baby bump. She's Biden's oldest grandchild, and her baby will be the president's first great-grandchild.
WBSM Sports.
Boston hosts the Calgary Flames tomorrow night. One of the more highly anticipated basketball games of the regular season has arrived. Jason Tatum and the rest of the Celtics slated to take on the Golden State Warriors tonight at TD Garden. And the Patriots made a series of roster moves on Tuesday, including announcing that tackle Zach Thomas has been released. Pats play the Chicago Bears on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Warm day ahead, getting up to the mid-70s here on the South Coast. Dry and a mix of sun and clouds. Tonight, cooler air moves in, but Thursday and Friday will still be warm in the 60s. Temperatures return to normal over the weekend with highs in the 50s. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Sly Fox there for you. And 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So we've been taking a look at not only what happened in the presidential race, but in some of the local races as well. And we'll keep updating you as new numbers come in. But basically right now, you know, we're kind of in a little bit of a holding pattern. Some folks probably had to get some sleep before they start tallying up some more votes. And like I said, I stayed up until 1 a.m. And I shouldn't have. I definitely shouldn't have. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to get up at 3:30 because I can write an article about the local races and have that published before I go in. But generally, I get up at 4 each day and kind of slowly roll my way into taking a shower and getting ready at 4:30. You know, so I'm checking the latest news. I'm doing it. So I'm like, you know what? I can dedicate that time to writing the article. And so I get up at a little bit before 3:30. I woke up before the alarm went off. And then I looked at my phone and saw, oh man, nothing's really decided. Like there's still a lot of stuff that's still, so I was like, well, I'm going to go back to sleep for another half an hour. So hopefully by the time I get off the air, we'll have answers. to some of these races that are still super close here locally. And why are they super close? My feeling, my thought, is because you had a lot of people that came out and voted. You know, got a lot of stories from folks yesterday that there was very good turnout and that we had a lot of people energized by the presidential election one way or the other, which, as we know, is usually what happens, that's what draws people out to come out and vote. But we also see that those people drop off when it comes time for local elections. Hopefully, we see better numbers going forward. And I can't do the math fast enough. Taking a look at New Bedford Light printed all how all the different wards voted in New Bedford. But I don't have time to, and the brain capacity to add those all up and then divide them by the number of total registered voters in New Bedford. Try to figure out the voter turnout percentage. Not right now, anyway. Maybe we'll have that in there for that story, but I can give you just some quick breakdowns or some quick numbers. In Ward 1, Donald Trump defeated Kamala Harris, 4282 to 3773. In Ward 2, Donald Trump defeated Kamala Harris, 2241 to 2147. So pretty close, but still a Trump victory. In Ward 3, Kamala Harris won, 2592 to 2173. In Ward 4, Kamala Harris won bigly, 3218 to 1891. Ward 5, Kamala Harris, 4111 to 2745. And in Ward 6, Kamala Harris edged out Donald Trump, 2287 to 2108. So Kamala Harris, you know, just looking at this cursory, in a cursory sense, took New Bedford, but it was close. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take another break here. Before I do that, though, as I said, you know, I'm kind of exhausted today, and I've got meetings to take part in today. I've got some clients coming in to record commercials today. I've got all kinds of things happening. I'm not going to have any time in my day to do anything. But you know what I need? I need to drown my sorrows in a nice meal tonight. Last night I was like, I'm going to get something delicious for dinner to sit down in front of the TV and have myself a nice meal. I had two bottles ready. I had my Dark Arts Amber on a Rye, which is the best thing I have in my home liquor cabinet. I had that ready to go for a Kamala Harris win. And then I had my Bullet Rye, which is still very good, but also, you know, low end. I had that ready to go if Donald Trump was going to win and I needed to have a few. I ended up not having any. But I didn't get a nice meal. I ate something quick so I could be ready to work if work was needed. But tonight, Celtics, Warriors, Jason Tatum, and to some degree Jaylen Brown, if he's able to play, trying to get revenge on Steve Kerr. Yeah, I'm going to be watching that just as intently as I was watching the election results, and maybe I'll get myself something delicious from the butcher shop. Because I know I can go and get some celebrity pork chops, throw those on the grill, and that is like having a pork steak. It is fantastic. Melts in your mouth. And that might be just the treat that I need. Or maybe, I don't think I could do an entire tomahawk, but maybe I'll get one of those cowboy cuts and treat myself to a nice steak. Or perhaps I'll get something already made. Those chicken wings that I had last week were fantastic. Very meaty and very filling. Maybe that was some of the potatoes. Those are just some of the great items you can get at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They have lots of great stuff there. And you can do your regular shopping there as well. It's an old school neighborhood market where they have a little bit of everything that you're going to need. Everything from steaks to soccer balls. but where you will also be treated like you are part of the family. The Pinaretta family, they've been in business for over 40 years. They know how to treat you. They know how to make you feel like you are part of that family. So check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and get yourself something delicious to either celebrate or maybe to kind of drown your sorrows. All right, I've got to take a break. Caller, hang on. We'll take you as soon as we come back. We'll be back in just a few moments. We are back, and we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. On the other side of that, we'll be talking with AEW star Deonna Purrazzo, who, while she may be from New Jersey, has a pretty good connection with some of us around here. She's a New England Patriots fan. And this Sunday, you can catch the New England Patriots right here on WBSM. They had the best of both worlds last Sunday in an overtime loss to the Titans. They took a step forward in their development while still remaining in the hunt for a high draft pick to get some help. This week, the Patriots will head to Chicago and take on the Bears, who may be in the basement of the NFC North, but are still 4-4 on the season. Patriots-Bears kickoff is at 1 p.m., with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. And of course, if you'd want to hear our regular programming, you can hear that on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But all the Patriots games all season long will be right here on 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM WBSM. So hopefully the Patriots can knock off the Bears. We'll see.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.